Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Yesterday on the show, I was talking about there's a special, like a holiday special of Carpool Karaoke, and Chappell Roan is one of the people on it. It's Chappell Roan, Dua Lipa, and Lady Gaga, and the host is someone other than the regular guy. His name, of course, now escapes me.
Corden.
Thank you, James Corden. And so...
Zane?
Yeah, Zane Lowe is the guy's name. He's like a DJ, presenter, was apparently a VJ. Yeah. Like in his 50s, really, like, the more you listen to him talk and...
You really smile when you talk about him this morning. Like,
oh, I was like, oh, this guy's cute. I like it. I don't know how old he is. He's in his 50s, though. But, like, really. And singing. He's just singing along. So, anyway, the first person on it is Chappell Roan. And she's fun and, like, really charming. And she goes... So, she's out on her parents' farm in Missouri. He pulls up to it. It's, like, pretty amazing. And he pulls up and she's out there like feeding the chickens, but she's doing it like in kind of a furry coat and long knit and like a nice face of makeup. She's pretending to feed the chickens and she's sort of laughing about it. It's her parents' place. And then she goes, yeah, I'll go with you. You can drive me where I need to go, but I want my parents to come. And he's like, yeah, okay, fine. And so her mom and dad come out and they're in the back seat.
Neat.
Yeah, it was really cool. And this part of the show is brought to you by the SF Zoo. Have a tail wagging time when you bring your dog to Dog Day at SF Zoo, December 24th and January 11th. You do have to make a reservation for this. Reservations required, a limited number of dogs allowed. To learn more, visit sfzoo.org. SF Zoo is open on Christmas and New Year's Day. Take the fam, open your presents, go to the zoo. All right. So it turns out Beyonce rules. I don't know. She has the most RIAA certified titles by a female artist.
I don't know RIAA.
You do. They're the people who certify the Recording Industry Association of America.
Ah.
And they're the ones who decide how many times platinum your record went. I guess,
You
know, they must work hand in hand with Billboard or something. So.
Well, now with streaming sites too, right?
I know. Right. The whole thing. And there's a whole... metric for that, like for sales and plays and all that stuff. So Beyonce has the most RIAA certified titles by a female artist of all time. Now she holds a new record and she has a total of 103 certified titles. They have some kind of thing, whether it's gold or diamond or 50 times platinum, you know, whatever it is. This includes her latest album, Cowboy Carter, which went platinum. The single Texas Hold'em, which went double platinum. And 16 Carriages, which is gold. So I think gold is 500,000. Sales of 500,000.
Okay.
And then platinum is 1 million. And diamond is 10 million. Although as I'm looking at this chart, they're not saying diamond, 10, one diamond, one for 11, they just say 11 platinum. It went 11 times platinum. They don't say it went diamond and one extra platinum.
Right.
So for the year-end chart, she's just, it's funny, they list these things and it's, I mean, some of the stuff, not so a lot of it's singles. Some of it is actual full-length records. She has a lot of golds from early on. And then she's got stuff that went 11 times platinum, 6 times, 8 times, all the numbers. She has a lot of things that have been certified. For their year-end chart, the Recording Industry Association of America, Taylor Swift had the highest certification level for the year.
Okay.
And she had the top album, which was the Tortured Poets Department, which hit 6 times platinum. Let me look at this year's list here.
Not even a year old, is it?
It is not. When did that come out? Like maybe April or May?
I'm not sure.
I think she was on tour going, hey, by the way, next week, big album coming out.
It was at one of the award shows she announced it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I thought she said, I have a surprise for you. Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
Yes, I believe that's right. I think, could it have been the Grammys last year?
Might have been.
So this past year, 16 albums and 69 singles that were released and were certified.
By the way, she did release, she announced it at the Grammys in February.
And then it came out
in April. And then it came out.
Okay, so it's almost at a year. But still, 6 million in less than a year.
And still going strong.
Dang.
Let's see. Earning the highest class of 2024 certification, Shaboozey had the winning mix with 5 times platinum, a bar song, Tipsy. We're all aware of that. Billie Eilish earned the most certified titles. She had 10 this year. A platinum album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, plus singles, 4 times, that Birds of a Feather, 4 times platinum. Lunch.
It's an ear, what do they call those?
Earworm.
Earworm. Yeah. Boy, that one is tough. Once it gets in you, oof.
The fastest certification for the year, like between release and being certified, is Jason Derulo's New King. It hit gold on release day. And Shaboozey's Bar Song was first certified 31 days after release. Mm-mm-mm. There's a lot of info here, but if you're interested in that stuff, just so you know, Beyonce now holds the record for a female artist, the most RIAA certified titles. So I want to, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, thanks again, Matt Nathanson. I don't know if he's on his Vespa or if he's listening to the radio on his way home. Like, that was just so fun.
He's really the best.
He is the best around.
As you were just talking about, I know Taylor Swift's an awesome human being. Mm-hmm. I've heard it from all the Swifties.
Everybody tells me.
But I swear, I just really love him so much that I'm glad he's able to make a living making art.
Right.
Like, that's what I think that
very
is.
Very few people can.
He may not recognize it because he's, in the hustle, but it's like, that is what you want to be. He gets to make his art and he gets to go around and do his thing, but he's not like getting, oversold. I'd love to see him get a platinum record.
Right.
That'd be great. But he gets to do his thing and he doesn't have that kind of, I don't know. I
look
really,
up a song
I'm a
on
big
this.
Fan.
Sorry. He's holding up little signs for me and I had to focus in on it. Maddie would like me to tell you that the entire hour that we just did with Matt Nathanson will be available as all of the hours of this show are. It'll be available as a podcast. So if you join late, he did 3 songs, including a rendition of Joni Mitchell's River that took my head clean off. I was trying not to cry during it. And 2 other songs from 2 songs from the new record, told some great stories, made us laugh multiple times. He and Vinny broed out on how much they love musicals. Vinny called him a turkey. I mean, really, that was an interview that had it all.
He's right one of those dudes who's so funny and personable, but then he's doing the river and he's doing that quiet. He's hitting all these notes and just throwing his voice around perfect. Like, he knows his voice, that's for sure.
Because
he knew exactly
how to
get
to
there
it.
Without any. None of that happened. That was beautiful.
Mm. It was. He's just so damn fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really want to have a fire pit. Indigo Girls sing along.
I can't, you know what? I'll tell you, I don't know. I didn't know how hard to push, and I know there's some things going on at home and all that, whatever, but I was like, you got to sing Indigo Girls right now with this guy.
I wanted to, but we just, you know, we didn't work that out ahead of time.
Just do Closer to Fine. Everybody knows that song.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that song. Funny.
That's the one song people know from the Indigo Girls.
I know, but that's not, I know, I would never like put that one on. But I also wouldn't put the ones he came. I was like, I don't know those songs. I can't. I'm like embarrassed that I don't know these songs. Anyway.
But Vinny did call it. You two, you and Matt Nathanson. Yeah. You guys are like, you should hang out more. Like, this is where you get to hang out.
Yeah, tell now. Him.
Okay.
Tell
so
him.
Here's the thing. So I feel the same way. I'm like, Matt, me and Matt, we vibe. We clicked and
we're from Boston.
Yeah,
we're
going to be
music.
Friends. We're going to rock the F out all the time together. And while I do believe, I don't think that he's faking it in here. And I think that we really do have a good vibe and a thing. I think that once people are like, he is a rock star. He does not need the DJ at the local station. I was just like texting him and he made the mistake of giving me his number. Then finally his person wrote me an email saying, hi, I'm Matt's guy. And if you need anything from, please, let's run all your correspondence through me. And I was like, fair. Totally fair. You know what? That was me.
Please stop texting Matt directly.
No, they didn't really. They weren't. He was very cool about it. But I went, you know what? That is true.
Don't you wish you could do that with a couple of people?
I definitely do. Yes. I wish I'm going
to. You want me to start texting a couple people?
I want you to start texting some people and just say, if you need to talk to Sarah.
You must talk to me before the talent.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I don't want to be that person. So. But I totally really, I mean, he makes me feel like he really wants to come and jam. I'm like, that's so fun.
I believe in the moment,
he does want to.
But he's going to go home, holidays with his family, and then he's got an entire busy year ahead.
He has a life. Like people, I swear to God, sometimes I think people get to a point where they're like, I maxed out on friends. I don't want more. I've felt that way. Sometimes I can feel someone who's really trying to, and pushing. And I'm like, I already don't have time for the friends that I have and that I want to see. And I'm not going to rearrange my whole life for somebody that's, that I barely know. Okay. Let's talk about something else. Jelly Roll. I have a couple cute stories about Jelly Roll. Right. Jelly Roll is very charming. Like, he's a very likable guy.
Mm-hmm.
His wife, Bunny XO, has a podcast called Dumb Blonde. And he's been on it probably a million times, right? Like, there she is doing it. Oh, you have a podcast face on. What's going on, Maddie?
No. I'm just, no, you were no, just yes. saying everybody's got a podcast. There you go. Jelly Roll's wife. Oh, that's
okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, Jelly Roll. What? He just sat down with his wife, Bunny XO, on her podcast called Dumb Blonde, and he was talking about all kinds of stuff. But one of the things was he hates his cell phone. If you didn't hear the story, and I don't think I got to this, although, you get that stack every day that you can't get through. He ended his beautifully broken tour. He walked to the river in Nashville and threw his phone into the river. He's like, the tour is over. I am no longer reachable. And he was talking with his wife on her podcast about the anxiety that is attached to the phone. He said, I want to spend more time with my family without any outside interference. He said, I was getting to the point where I was just getting hundreds and hundreds of text messages a day. And I was just like, I was overwhelmed. I just could not field them all. And then I would feel like such a bad human for missing them. I was carrying a lot of guilt. This phone was causing me a lot of guilt. I realized the phone does not help me be any of the stuff I actually want to be. Thank you. That's my Jelly Roll impersonation.
Good job.
In that same interview. And it's not, that's fine. Honestly, he needs to be like Matt Nathans. But like, I got to get off my phone. Can you please field all my stuff for me? You had a person for that. So one of the other things he talked about is he wants to be on the cover of Men's Health. He says this is his goal. He says, I've never said this out loud. I want to be on the cover of Men's Health by March of 2026. So he's given himself a little over a year. And Bunny screamed, let's go! And he said, that's my new goal. I want to have one of the biggest transformations ever. I did this publicly for a reason. I want to be honest with my struggles with it. And then he got all emotional. I didn't become successful because of my weight. I became successful in spite of it. I somehow managed to be this successful while carrying 550 pounds. That's insane. That's the quote.
That is insane.
I know. It is. He should. I mean, look, this is a guy who is having a year that people dream about. He needs to tighten that up and live.
Well, as a celebrity, I'm sure the big goal is achievable if he does his part in it. I'm sure Men's Health would be like, yeah, we'll put you on.
We'll do a whole.
Put you on three of them. Right, who cares?
We'll do a whole magazine all about you.
But good for him and his wife and other people that love him that he's going to take better care of himself. Good job.
Yep. Well, and I wish him the very best. He's saying March of 2026, he wants to be ready to be on the cover of Men's Health. Some people want the cover of Rolling Stone. The cover of Men's Health magazine.
Well, he may have already done Rolling Stone. He may have. There's probably a bunch that he's like, well, I could check all those off. That's done.
I also want to be on Maxim and Hustler. I want to be on all of them. Can't think of any other magazines. Time. Newsweek. Is that a thing still?
Hustler and Time.
I don't know. And We. Jugs. Be on all those.
Okay.
I'm out of time. What's coming up in the news?
Quite the reader you are.
Well, you know.
How would you like to smell like a dive bar after these? No.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Goo Goo Doll tickets. All this week, Jane's got them for you at 4:05. She'll hand you a code word. You text that to our contest line, and you'll be entered for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Goo Goo Dolls and Dashboard Confessional on September 4th at the Greek Theater in Berkeley.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app. If you don't have the free Odyssey app yet, what are you waiting for?
What?
All things Sarah and Vinny and Alice Radio Live. On the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Mostly clear unless you're in the city where patchy fog has moved in and out of in front of our window from Studio 9. As I look out now, fog, full fog again.
All morning, off and on. Incredible. Stripes of it.
There will be some clouds later, but no rain expected until Saturday.
Okay.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
Whatever you celebrate, I hope you're having a great holiday season.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give you a quick update on this. It's not the usual nonsense we talk about, but I thought it's worth a quick report. Madison, Wisconsin is still reeling from the school shooting. The difference in this one, the reason for the report, is not only was the shooter a girl, but if you remember, there was a school shooting in Michigan Where the parents ended up getting brought up on charges, 10 to 15 years for involuntary manslaughter. Right. They're in jail.
Good.
And in many of the cases, in this case in particular, they're saying, this is not about poor parenting, but how they repeatedly ignored warning signs that a reasonable person would have seen, including they bought him a gun. And also, this is the case where when the mom was texting, Ethan, don't do it, and this is the boy who went to school and shot kids, one of the moms is saying to the parents when they were being sentenced, when you were texting, Ethan, don't do it, I was texting to my daughter, Madison, I love you. You knew this kid was doing that. I was sitting in the parking lot after what your son had done, waiting for my daughter to come and see me. And she was one of his victims. So this is the kind of thing we're talking about. This isn't about the Second Amendment.
At all.
This is about parents fully ignoring and maybe even arming the kids. So now in this shooting in Madison where a 15-year-old girl took a gun to school and opened fire on peers and teachers, they're now trying to figure out what possible role the parents played in this. They are saying so far they don't see anything. They say this young lady had a turbulent home life and had been enrolled in therapy. The parents had divorced and remarried multiple times, and there are photos of her at a gun range. So she'd been trained with weapons. That doesn't mean that the parents are going to be brought up on charges, but that's what they're looking at now. So I thought I'd make you...
I think they should always look at that.
It needs to be...
What the hell happened at this person's home that this was allowed to happen?
Right. So that's what's happening now. That's the update. I just wanted to get that out there before we move on. Our next story is, and I did plenty. Even though I normally drank at home, that was kind of my thing. I did plenty of bar hopping as a young person. Plenty.
Yeah.
I smoked ciggies and I drank and I did all that stuff. So why you'd want perfume that smells like a dive bar, I don't know, because that stink when you wake up the next day, even if you went, I'm going to shower before, you're still like, right. Ugh.
It's like, what, did I lick the floor in that place? You know, I have this friend of mine, Joe, one time.
Hey, Joe.
Back when I, when I used to smoke cigs and I was over at our friend Pat's house. And hey, I'm out on the back porch and I'm smoking a cig and I got a beer in my hand and I walk in back into the house and I see Joe, hey, Joe, and I give him a hug. He goes, oh, bar hair. I'm like, oh, I did not want that to be the thing.
But it is the thing.
It is the thing. But it's not as bad as dive bar hair.
Miller High Life is selling perfume that smells like a dive bar.
So they're just being funny.
They are just being funny. It's called Miller High Life. Dive bar fume. I say bar it's fume. Meant to capture the smell of every familiar dive bar scent, from from the satisfying crack of a freshly opened beer to the comforting, savory taste of classic bar snacks. Mm.
The mildewing bar rag, the bad floor with the beer spilled all over it, the guy who really needed to shower instead of coming to the bar. Oh, it's all there for you.
There's notes of leather, cedar wood, patchouli, sea salt, and tobacco.
Oh, I bet you it smells great. Doesn't sound that bad.
Anyway, $60 each for a bottle of Miller High Life Dive Bar Fume.
Dive Bar Fume.
You're going to have to search that up. I can't
I'm not
you.
Going to. A lot of times I do search things up that I'm like, that sounds fun. I know someone You want that? You want dive bar fume?
When I got home, I don't know what day this was, probably last week, we had already talked about this new gift giving thing, website, where that you get a random, you ordered it, right?
I ordered one. I don't know if I'll get it in time for Christmas, but I'll have it and we'll just do I think it's going to be really fun. I want to do it with a group of friends. Like everybody pulls a package out. It's mail that was found to be undeliverable.
Right.
So it's packages, though. It's not just letters.
Right.
It's packages.
It's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. It's what nobody knows what's in it.
Right. So you might get a knockoff Chanel purse, or you might get a card with pictures from some family wishing you happy Hanukkah, even if you're not Jewish.
And they say that all of the shipping labels are off of the stuff. Like, it's not, you wouldn't be able to, like, try to hunt the people down at all.
What? So anyway, this was one of those things that the way the story was framed when I reported it was very much like this. Like, that person who says, I don't know, I don't care, get me anything. This site will help you
get
them
surprise.
Anything.
It's I think it was fundelivered.com. And I will say this. Apparently, they restock every Friday at 9 o'clock our time. And I barely got something.
Right.
The minute I bought one thing and then I went, oh, maybe I'll go grab one. And no, everything was already sold out. And that was like 9:05 by that time.
So I retold that part of the story because here's another one of those stories where when people say they don't want a gift, 1/4 of them actually do. So when someone says, I don't know, whatever, it's annoying. And
it
also sets you up to give them something that makes you feel awkward. Like, well, I tried.
Here's
if you'd have given me a tip what you needed, I would have gotten that for you.
Right.
And you would have saved me a lot of trouble as I searched the interwebs.
I scoured for a good gift.
Far and wide.
Fall from the comfort of my office chair.
Only to end up with dive barfume. People were asked what it means when someone says they don't want a gift. And almost half say the person truly doesn't want a gift, but won't be upset if you give them one. Another 19 say they want a gift.
Everybody wants a gift. And also, everyone would be fine if they didn't get a gift. When someone gives you something, it's nice, but it can feel like, oh crap, I didn't get you anything.
You know,
puts people off the hook if you don't get them a gift.
Underwear is a little personal, but certainly a pair of socks, you can't go wrong.
Right?
They might go, socks? Hey, screw you. I asked you what you want.
You got me 2 pairs of socks. They're like basketball socks. They're really tall socks. Mm-hmm. And I still have them and still wear them. And I was like, socks? What the F? And I'm like, socks.
Big, thick, warm socks.
They're really nice socks. I wore them a lot when we used to ski.
Yeah.
Because they were just warm.
You don't see, you just quit skiing, didn't you?
It's not that I quit. I just haven't had an opportunity to do it. You know, we used to do, God, I'd do 50 days a year.
I'm going to try and go over vacation. I haven't snowboarded in ages.
Right.
Ages. Somehow.
Well, you got on skis, right? Because you were helping your daughters?
No, I didn't get to go. Johnny Mosley went with them.
Oh, funny. You didn't go with them?
No, I was there. Mm. I had to get them ready. Like, that's what you would have to give up your hopes and dreams in an effort to get
kids
your
take
kids
everything. They just really ruin everything.
Things. So I got them dressed. I got them suited up. I got them rented. I got them this. And then Johnny was very nice and took them up and they did some runs. You know, that's one of those things where I had to take a back seat and just go, you know what? Let's get this experience and then whatever.
Right. Do they still talk about it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
They loved it.
Yeah.
And I don't even think they're old enough yet to fully understand what an Olympic gold medalist means.
Someday they will, though. And they'll be above the story.
Oh, my God. How did you know that guy? Well enough that he was willing to take us up? Mm. Yeah. I love that guy. And he's right at the tipping, like the season's just starting.
Oh, yeah.
So he's right there.
Well, like you said, they got a bunch of snow.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. We need that.
Anyway, here's what. Oh, I'm running out of time, aren't I?
Need a little. Go ahead.
Let me see. Let me see if I can find a shorty.
Oh, you looking for text or stories?
Well, no. I have text. Oh, yeah. I just didn't know what. I'm looking at like only a couple minutes left. What? All right, I'll just do this one. Which season would you most like it to be right now? If you were getting to choose, I guess this is a weird way of saying what's your favorite season?
Why don't you just guess what I want?
You want summer.
I want summer. I think that you want early fall. You don't like this time of year. You want early fall.
I like fall. And I like early fall because it's all out in front of me.
I know.
And it's all slipping away so fast right now. It's just, I think we go winter in what, 3 or 4 days?
The 21st probably, yeah.
Nah.
I think Maddie likes summer.
I'm a fall guy.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
I don't dislike fall. I love spring, but summer.
I was going to do a sleep story, summertime. But I don't really have it. all the time, but they're talking about how much a person ages if they only get 6 hours of sleep a night. Uh-huh. Like, it ages you. You need more sleep than you're allowing yourself. And I saw that story and I went, I'm getting the most I get right now in fall and winter.
Mm.
And if I get six, that's a freaking miracle.
Right.
Like, just a, unless I'm off. When I'm working, there's just too much. I'm too like this. Yeah. I'm all clenched.
I know. You think about all the things that you got coming up the
next
day.
When I'm off, I'm like, okay, I can get 8 hours, but any other time, no way. And summer, forget it. When the sun's up till 9 and the kids are out playing and I can hear my own kid going, ah!
I know. And even as we're driving in, the sky's starting to lighten. Like, that's a very, those are long days.
Anyway, so fall, you're right. You got me there. Oh, wait, back to the story.
Yeah, what is there?
Yeah, there is.
I do like talking about
skipped off
times of the year, though. That is fun. Enjoy talking about summer and
summer seems like the obvious choice here, but no, it's fall. The most common answer is people want fall. Summer's next, then spring, winter's last, and you're about to go winter.
Mm. Well, this time of year, like, my garden looks crappy. Everything is damp and muddy and just depresses me. Not like real depression, but just, I'm like, ugh. I just like being outside. I like to sit in the sun and on a swing. I want to be in the summer. I'm a summertime girl.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Sarah's Jelly Roll impression is similar to her Dolly Parton impression, says 408.
No, my Dolly Parton, that's a little higher than that. Jolene, 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 Jolene.
408 says, hi, Vinny. Would you inform John that Sarah indicated she would do it all the time if it only lasted 6 seconds? All the stuff.
I tell John all the time. Don't worry. I tell John that all the time. If you could be faster, we could do this again sometime.
We like it. Why would we want it to be over so fast? We're happy to be there. We are enjoying ourselves.
Like a sloth.
Our best
6 seconds for a
moments.
Sloth. They're the slowest of all the creatures, and yet when they make the gross sloth love, it takes 6 seconds. It's ideal.
650 says, Matt is the best.
Around.
707 says, love, love, love Matt Nathanson. I have tickets for him in Napa next spring.
Do, 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 do.
Is Matt looking at Maddie right now? Maddie had let on that he can't stand when people sing at him. And I don't think Matt was. I wasn't looking. I was like.
No, and that's the funny part. If I post any video later, you won't see Vinny in the video because if I had Vinny in the video. Vinny likes to cover his ears with his headphones so he can hear it really well. But on video, it looks like he's going, I can't stand this.
It does.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. It does look like you're in total pain listening.
You don't think he thought that, do you?
No.
No, because he's been in a million times and that's what you do.
Yeah, but it's the first time I've experienced that. And I'm like, I can't put that in the video.
It's really an interesting thing. Like, I'm having a totally different experience than the person sitting in their car listening because I'm watching him sing and I'm kind of dancing and stuff. But I always look over and Vinny is like having the listener experience. He wants to know what it sounds like in your car while you're driving.
And that's why I was trying to say that he knows his voice. All those that he had really dynamic changes and very those quiet moments were spectacular. Right.
And the little quaver in his voice at that one high note on the last song he sang, I was just like, that is spectacular. It's so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say this, Matt Nathanson did not stare at me while he sang.
Oh, good.
No, he's eyes shut singing guy.
It was great.
Yeah. I was watching him and I was like, no fear that he was going to we were going to lock eyes. He has eyes closed. He's like, that's good.
Oh my God, I love Matt. He is so funny and a beautiful voice. That's a texter, by the way, 6'5". Yeah. I love him too, but I'm just,
Come on, Matty.
What am I saying? Hey, are we doing a game?
We are doing a game.
Okay.
All right. So this game is How Old Is That Guy? And it's a fun one today because a lot of big stars and fun things here.
Oh.
Okay, so you know what, Vinny, you're going first.
Okay.
How old is Sia? I want to swing from the chandelier.
44.
43, Bob.
She is 49, and that's a point for Vinny.
Ah.
How old is Brad Pitt? And this is Maddie first. Remember, it's 2 points for an exactly correct answer.
56.
56.
61.
He is exactly 61. Did you know that?
No.
How old is...
You know what's weird? Sometimes the number just... The first number I think of is the number I go with. Yeah. And that's what I thought of.
Okay, so Vinny goes first. How old is Keith Richards, the Rolling Stones guitarist?
You know what hit me? 81.
I'm going to stop you right there, Maddie. He's exactly 81 years old.
There's some collusion going on.
No, there's not.
No collusion.
100%.
The score is currently 5-0.
No way I should be losing.
5-0. How old is... I think Maddie's going first. How old is Billie Eilish?
Oh, I don't know.
We'll take a guess.
36.
Okay.
I'm going to actually try to get this. I think she is 27.
She's 23.
Oh, jeez.
You still get a point.
Oh, wow. She's really
young. She's a kid. Yeah. She's a little kid.
Well, she came out of YouTube, right?
I mean, and she was young.
But that's what I mean. Like, from home.
Yeah, I don't know
doing
if she was
YouTube.
A YouTube. Maybe. I mean, that's...
I just feel like she's been around a while, so I thought she was a little older.
She has been around a while, but she was really young when it started. Christina Aguilera, how old is she? Vinny, you go first. How old is Christina Aguilera?
47.
46, Bob.
She's 44. That's, you're on the board, Maddie. Maddie, he's on the board. Maddie. All right. Maddie goes first. How old is Katie Holmes? Former wife of Tom Cruise, former dater of Jamie Foxx, and Joey from Dawson's Creek.
Took the hit at his most recent live show. No more white women for me.
No more white women. The end. How old's Katie Holmes, Maddie?
38.
All right.
Oh, I'm going to say 43.
She is 46 years old.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not very good at this.
And, I mean, at this point, I'll do one more, but there's, you know what? If you get this exact, you get 7 points.
Okay.
All right. And I think, Vinny, I think you're going first. How old's Steven Spielberg?
Oh, boy. Now, there's a guy who's been in my life my whole life. So what does that make him? He was... I'm going to say he's 80, Bob.
81, Bob?
He is 78. That's a final point for Vincent by a score of 8-1. El Campeón.
El Campeón.
Mention before we tap out, because I didn't say it yet today, and it's certainly worth a mention. Cal is playing at UNLV. It's actually down at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, but a bowl game tonight. Go Cal! Go Bears!
Go Bears!
Right. Thank you to Matt Nathanson for swinging by today. That made us feel all Christmassy and stuff. Goodbye. Make sure you listen to Jane. She's got another chance for you to see the Goo Goo Dolls, and we're open for business 24/7. So keep it here all the live long day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.